When I first started learning Chinese, I thought I was just learning new words. But slowly, I came to realize that I was actually learning a different way of seeing the world. We use language constantly to communicate, to express ourselves, to make sense of the world around us. But most of us rarely stop and ask, what exactly is language? And what does the language we speak do to our minds? Growing up in America as a native English speaker, I never really questioned how English worked. It just felt natural and normal to me. But as I started to learn Chinese, I started noticing a few little things that completely changed the way I think about language. For example, in English, in America, when we talk about our address, we start with the smallest unit first. So you might say something like 123 Main Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, United States. But in Chinese, you actually go in the opposite direction. You'll start with the larger unit, maybe the country, the province, the city, and then work your way down to the smallest unit. And at first glance, this might totally just seem like a really random difference, but the more I thought about it, the more interesting it became. Because maybe language isn't just vocabulary and grammar. Maybe language is a reflection of culture. In many Western cultures, like America, we put a lot of emphasis on the individual. So it makes sense that in our address, the individual unit comes first. However, in many East Asian cultures, there's more of an emphasis on the community, on the group as a whole, over one specific individual, which makes sense why when you say the address, you would focus on the larger group first. So these little differences in culture and the way that we think also show up in the languages that we speak. And something so strange about language is that we use it so naturally and so frequently that we might even forget what words actually are. For example, the word cat. When I say cat, or in Chinese, mao, you might have this image of a cat appear in your mind. But the word itself, cat, or mao, it's not really a cat. It's just a sound. It's a group of letters or a bunch of strokes in a character. It's just some kind of mental representation that we have all agreed means this animal. So language can help us describe our realities, but it's not reality itself. Learning Chinese also made me realize how deeply rooted and deeply attached we become to our own native languages. Many language learners, when we first start learning, we try to translate everything word by word. But eventually, this approach starts to completely fall apart because languages aren't just groups of words. It's a completely different system of logic. This is why sometimes some expressions feel totally normal and natural in one language, but totally weird when you try to translate it into another language. For example, in English, we might say, help yourself. This is actually a very polite and common phrase. What they mean by this is, please take some food, eat whatever you want, or make yourself at home. But if you translate that directly into Chinese, help yourself, 帮助你自己, sounds kind of weird. And I think it's moments like these and examples like these that help us realize that language is not just a list of vocabulary words. You can't rely on the memorization of all of these words to help you fluently communicate with other people. And I think this is exactly where a lot of frustration comes from when we try to learn a new language, because we're trying to use these existing mental frameworks and force them onto a new language. But language learning just doesn't work like that. To truly learn and deeply understand a new language, we have to let go of the idea that our way of thinking is the default. And honestly, this is a really hard thing to do, so don't stress yourself out too much, just take it one day at a time. And especially for adult learners, when we make mistakes, it's very easy for it to feel personal. Maybe you say something wrong. Maybe someone has a hard time understanding you, and you don't really know what they're saying either. The whole conversation is a bit clunky. And suddenly you feel like you sound less intelligent, less confident, and less like yourself. Language is deeply connected to our identity, so struggling in another language can make you feel vulnerable in ways you don't even know how to describe. But making mistakes doesn't mean that you're failing. Actually, it's quite the opposite. You can think of it as a growing pain. And sometimes those little embarrassing mistakes are the things that we remember for a very long time, which also means that they're the moments that you can learn the most from. I think that learning a language can change the way that you view and interact with the world. You start to realize that your own perspective is just one version of reality. There are other ways to organize your thoughts, other ways to express yourself, and there are other ways to interact with other people. And maybe fluency isn't just about memorizing that one list of words. Maybe it's about learning how to think differently too.